I happen to have the zechut of being a Night Seder Rebbe Yeshua Mishiv, someone who teaches Torah in Great Neck, New York, just a few minutes that way, over this little bridge on this big puddle called the Cross Bronx Expressway that doesn't move so much usually. And I had the zechut of being there on Sunday morning when I was learning with guys one-on-one, chavrutot, whatever, and one of my chavrutot canceled on me. The shul that I teach in has a mikveh in the basement. It has actually numerous mikvehs in the basement. It's called Shari Rachamim. There are probably no mashadis here right now, but it's one of the primary mashadi shuls, Baruch Hashem. And my friend canceled on me. He said that Rav Katz is coming to fill the mikveh. I'm like, what? Rav Yirmiyahu Katz is the world-renowned mikveh expert of America who goes around the country building mikvehot with his tremendous expertise. Imagine a totally Hasidish dude, big white beard, payas, and the hat, the kapata, everything, holding an electric screwdriver and like drilling holes in pipes. That's the type of person we're talking about. And he was there, and he was basically taking water from the reservoir, refilling the mikveh, whatever he was doing, and I got to watch him for about 3 hours. Because my chavruta canceled on me anyway, so what was I doing? I have free shimush and mikveh, so where else can you get this? It was gold. And as I was talking to him, I asked him a few questions about his sefer on mikvahot. And he said, I don't have it anymore. Printed it 30 years ago. I'm out. I can't reprint anymore. But you know, I have other svarim. I'm like, okay, he's probably going to tell me Choshen Mishpat, Eben HaEzer, something like Mamashi. He tells me I have svarim on Torah, Moadim, Yadus, Achtus, Abbas Yisrael, Tefillah. I'm like, what? You're Rosh Kolo? What are you talking about? And then as I got to know him more, it became so amazing. And I spent some time this week actually going to the library and picking up his svarim, Tiferes Lemoshe, and I was blown away by what I found. I'll share with you a drop in the amazing world of Hasidus that he opens up in his sefer, and maybe it'll be a little bit of inspiration for tonight and Shabbat and going forward into the next year. Rav Katz begins, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, we're all sitting here, we're all here today, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Am Yisrael, Kulechem, all of you are here. Rashichem, Shitichem, Shotrichem, everybody of all levels of the strata of the Jewish people are here. Everyone is present. And we're here because we have a brit, Leman Hakimotcha, we have a brit between us and the Ribono Shel Olam. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving his swan song, his soliloquy as he lets go. And there's a change of administration to Yehoshua and Avi. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying goodbye. And he's saying, fix yourselves. Do teshuvah, it's never too late. The pasuk continues, Lo itechem levadchem, not just you guys, that you're here po hayom, but even those who are einenu po hayom, even the guys who aren't here today, like who's missing minyan today? Moshe Rabbeinu, who's missing yeshiva that day? The Midrash says, it's not just the people who were physically alive at the time. It's every single neshama that existed in history was present, not just at Matan Torah, but for Moshe Rabbeinu's speech, when he said goodbye. What did Moshe Rabbeinu have to say? Some amazing things to say. Moshe Rabbeinu, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, wanted to give us Musar and prepare us for life, prepare us for a new beginning. And it's very apropos, it's not a joke, it's not a coincidence that we're reading this right before Rosh Hashanah. In Hasidish Torah, there is a saying, that ha-kriya mi-oreret et ha-zman. Not that the zman brings the kriya. When Rosh Hashanah comes, we read a certain parsha in the Torah. Rather, when we read the parsha in the Torah, that brings us to what the parsha has to say. We're reading the parsha of teshuvah. It's supposed to be mi-orer us to do teshuvah. That's why it was set up that we're reading it now. What does the parsha have to say? Why are we reading it now? Because this is the last Shabbat of the year. This Shabbat is the one that matters most. Everything goes by the grand finale. Whatever we did the entire year doesn't matter anymore. How we set the stage for the goodbye to the year is what the first thing in the year-round review of Shabbatot is going to be. It's going to be the thesis statement of the year-round review of Shabbatot. This is going to be it. How you finish the year with what focus you have is what brings us into the next year. The Chidush HaHarim says that it's like the changing of the guard. When there's a new president, there's the top 5 things of the previous president. There's a whole review. And that's what this last Shabbat before Rosh Hashanah does as well. That's why it's Atem Nitzavim Hayom. What's Hayom? Hayom is the Yom. Hayom Harat Olam. Rosh Hashanah. Today is the day. It's coming. Parashat Nitzavim is the finale. The Biyana Rebbe explains that we're mitaken, what we do this Shabbat, for all the Shabbatot of the year. And in fact, for all of the stuff of the entire year. How we conduct ourselves this Shabbat is the best way to start doing Teshuvah before we get to Rosh Hashanah. And on top of that, he says, others say that it's mashpia on the year to come. Just like Shabbat is Mekor Beracha, we sing in the Chadodi, Shabbat is Mekor Beracha, that how we conduct ourselves on Shabbat is mashpia, it overflows b'shefa into the next week. And whatever we did that we deserve something good on this Shabbat, Hashem says, okay, this beracha is good for Monday, I'm going to give it to you on Monday. The other one's good for Tuesday, the other one's good for Wednesday. I'm going to keep on giving you various berachot throughout the week that you gained on Shabbat. This Shabbat, Parashat Nitzavim, is the one where we take all of the beracha that Hashem gives us and He distributes it into the coming year. For that reason, we have to be so careful. We don't just waste time. It's the last few days of the year. We have to capitalize on the final opportunities to invest in this opportunity. The parasha is full of musar. One thought, one small pasuk that we can focus on. Im yeni dechacha ikseh shamayim, wherever you will be pushed off, as far as you may be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, as far as you are, misham mikabetzcha Adonai Elohecha, misham mikachecha. However far off a person feels he is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter where he is, where it doesn't matter where he used to be, wherever he is right now, he may feel like he's so far off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was doing whatever he was doing, and he feels that he just can't connect to HaKadosh. He's so far deep. He's come down so far. He's past like Second Street in Manhattan. He's all the way in Battery Park. You can't get back to YU from there. There's no direct subway, right? It's still possible. And not just is it possible, Hashem will come and get you out. Al pi Chasidus and Kabbalah, he says there's different levels of Gehinam. However far you are in the Tum'ah, there's no problem. Hashem will come get you. A father never gives up on his son. The Ribono Shel Olam, Borei Olam, promises each and every one of us that He'll come and get us from wherever we are. I tell you, there more than once, I've not, Baruch Hashem didn't happen to me, I did not make the mistake of lending out my car. But more than once, a guy went on a date and borrowed a friend's car. Parked it in the wrong spot. You should all know this, by the way. Tell him to park in the right spot, not next to a hydrant. If you park next to a hydrant, the car will not be there in the morning. It's going to be way downtown. Way, way downtown. And you're going to have to go with like $200 and bail out your car from the pound. And it's not fun. And I feel bad for the Avreich, like who lent out his car and has to decide, am I going to force this kid to go get my car because he borrowed it? Or I'm going to do the chesed and go and miss a night's sleep or whatever it is, go get my car, miss the day of yeshiva to go get my car. It's really not pashut. But whoever it is should learn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, however deep you've fallen, I'll go get you. However deep you are, I'm going to come get you. I'm promising I'm saving you. It's an unbelievable thing. Hashem promises us, and we can take that with us wherever we go throughout the year. And finally, one way to be zoche, to a good din, one way to merit a very generous and positive year end, a coming year, he says from the Yismach Yisrael, one of the great Hasidic Rebbe's, that we know, Pasuk says, Atem Nitzavim Hayom. Atem, you're standing here, Hayom. Atem is the same letters as the word Emet. You want Emet, you want a good din, how do you do it? Next word in the Pasuk, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, Kulechem. You have to all be here. Baruch Hashem, the boys made it. Don't worry, it's pretty packed here. But you have to all be here. You have to all be participating. You can't say, no, he's not part of us. He's not allowed to be here. He's in a different world. He's Sephardi, Ashkenazi, Galatianer, Frisker. Who cares? We're all part of Am Yisrael. We don't cut each other off. If you want to be part of this group that zoche to a good din, you got to make a group. And you got to bring everybody in. Achdut is what's mamtik. It sweetens the dinim. whatever that means, Al Pi Kabbalah, you can ask Rav Katz when you see him one day. But, he says, sometimes you think, listen, I'm in such a good spot. That guy, what's wrong with him? Ah, me? Do you know how many Dapim of Gemara I learned this week? He doesn't learn even one. You know how many times I do Chesed? No, he doesn't do anything. Listen, we all have our baggage. We all have our Averot, we all have our Mitzvot. Sometimes I sit in yeshiva and I listen to people, and this is just a product of being here for long enough, not because I'm anything special. But just being here long enough, you learn a lot of Torah. You learn about things, whether it be college or Torah, it doesn't really matter. And then you hear kids talking about such trite, simple things. Like, Ozva, for the guys, Ozva Hadar Gemara versus the other Gemara? Wow! It's like, dude, I know already, I figured it all out, I know which Gemara is better, I bought all of them. And I got, you're so behind me, right? Or sometimes a new phone comes out and this you see kids talking about all the features, I read all the reviews, I know it's bad, there's a thing in there, whatever. Just let him have his fun. Let him have his time. Let him have his appreciation. Don't cut him off for being so simple. You don't have anything compared to what I have. Because you know what? If you compare it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we all got nothing. So it's probably Kedai for us to all be together then, because we all really have nothing. You know, imagine being the pompous guy in yeshiva who says I'm making a siyum on Baba Basra, I'm making a siyum on Ezekiel. And then Rosh Hashanah says, I'm making a siyum Hashas for the 17th time. Come on, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? So when that guy is making a siyum on Megillah, or on the other thing, or one daf of Gemara, who knows, Mishnayot, who knows? Why are you looking down on him? We are all here together. So I have a little piece of land. You have another little piece of land. Relatively speaking, mine's 10 times the size of yours. But there are people out there who own acres and acres. So in comparison, there's nothing to talk about. Rav Katz, so was telling me, his svarim, the goal of his svarim is not to recycle Torah. His compilation of 50 Hasidic Rebbe's, I just left out all the names of the Divrei Torah. His point is not to recycle Torah. It's to tell Am Yisrael what their neshamas need to hear. Very much like Rav Moshe Weinberger. If you guys haven't yet heard, you should listen. So Rav Moshe Weinberger also is very much his style. And I was thinking about it. Me is sitting and learning the Dayanut Kolel, learning Gitin, all I'm thinking about is divorce all day long. It's really terrible. And going to a get is even worse. Rav Katz was telling me he did 450 Gitin as an aide before he started being Misader Gitin. That's unbelievable to go to 450 Gitin. And then he became a Misader Gitin for a number of years. Then he left. He quit. It was too hard on his neshama. What does he do instead? He makes shalom bayit. Much more effective than waiting until it's time to amputate. You go and help heal a person when he's younger and before things get too bad. Why do we walk around cutting each other off? We should go around and helping each other, bringing each other closer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chafetz chesed, to give you a nugget for slichot. We say Vayavur so many times. It doesn't really mean anything unless you know what's going on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put on a talit kiviyachol, the Gemara says, and he walked in front of Moshe Rabbeinu with his shofar, and he davened in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, and said, Vayavur Hashem al-panav, the entire pasuk, why? Ya'asu lefanai keseder hazeh, do like this, and you will be answered. We say Vayavur a million times. We don't always get what we want, though. So the Mefarshim say, Ya'asu lefanai, you have to do. How do you do? You have to act like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to do the midot that are represented in the Vayavor, which is the Sefer Tomer Devorah. It's a very short, easy thing. Take the first parak and go through it. He says, the Moshe Cordovero says in Tomer Devorah, emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what gets him to answer us. How do you do that? Chafetz Chesed. Just one of them. Chafetz Chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he can be whoever he is. He has one good nugget to him. This one midah tovah. One midah tovah about him is worth everything else, even if he's full of avonot and other terrible tumot. Why do we walk around killing each other? So there's someone next to you. He might be Sfaradi, he might not be. Just look around. There are a few infiltrators. Why? You know? They didn't just come for the food. They came because they know this is a place where we all accept each other. Right? But you should accept them too. This morning I joked around, there was an Ashkenazi sitting next to me at Slichot. I showed him my ID card. I'm like, where's yours? It doesn't say Sephardi on your card, does it? What are you doing here? Why do we cut each other off? It was a joke, okay. But we should all appreciate each other, Ashkenazi, Sephardi, it's okay. You know, whichever side of the Mechitza you're sitting on, it doesn't matter whether or not your spouse comes from the same exact town in Iran or in Morocco that you came from. Truth is, somebody told me once that it's just easier. Instead of explaining what chai is all about, it's easier to just start asking, so what kind of chai do you like? It's easier. It's true. But you know what? You can also train. It's not the end of the world. Shebezar Hashem should create achdut, and the achdut, the emet of kulechem, should bring us to a better din. And finding the good in each other should convince HaKadosh Baruch Hu to find the good in us, despite all the other things that aren't so good about us. And our tefillot should be answered. Amen. 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 Amen.